Some farmers in drought-stricken parts of the country are still harvesting crops this year despite the big dry. They say they've learnt valuable lessons from previous droughts and as a result, they've changed the way they farm. But much of eastern Australia has become a dust bowl and there are calls for farmers to be rewarded for looking after the land. Here's National Drought Reporter Lucy Barber.
The wind is whipping up dry soil in central west New South Wales, sending it flying onto Mark Swift's property.
Yeah, look, it's constant. It can't be great for health.
He and his wife Katrina, with their wider family and a team of employees, grow grain near parks. These are the worst conditions they've ever seen, but they've managed to grow more grain than in previous droughts.
So this is what we call ground cover.
Their family business destocked after the millennium drought. They invested in new research and technology to grow more resilient crops and improve the soil.
So ground cover in years like this is key. So it stops wind erosion, water erosion, and it holds that soil, the soil particles together.
The droughts meant the barley crop the Swifts have managed to grow this year is poor quality. But instead of cutting it to make hay and some quick cash, they're leaving it on the ground. And that's meant they're not sending dust flying from this paddock.
You're not going to end up with that down in Woollahra or Sydney.
It's a similar story further south in Loxton in South Australia's northern Mallee region.
Does that work?
Business partners John Gladigo and Robin Schaefer have rarely seen such dry conditions, but their paddocks are looking far healthier than they did in other droughts.
There was not a blade of grass on our entire farm.
Mr. Gladigo shows us a photo of his farm during the 1982 drought.
It was just erosion, that was it.
Today, it's a very different picture.
95% of our whole farming area is covered, isn't eroded, isn't blowing away.
They've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in no-till farming, growing crops without disturbing the soil. Robin Schaefer says the long-term benefits are worth it.
And then that also enables us to be able to plant our crops dry. So as soon as the first rain comes, the plants get up and germinate and start growing.
It's why they'd like to see farmers rewarded for looking after the environment. Richard Heath from the Australian Farm Institute says progressive farmers have been taking up a small number of existing incentives, but he'd like to see the market expanded.
Sequestering carbon, delivering clean air, clean water, just maintaining nice looking landscapes that add to tourism value, the value of the Australian landscape. There's lots of ways those services can be monetised or valued.
The federal government's developing a $34 million trial that would give farmers money to improve biodiversity. Back in parks, Mark Swift says it's important to think about the long term because even farmers managing through this drought will struggle without decent rain next year.
I don't know what we do because there'll be no ground cover anywhere.
That's grain grower Mark Swift ending Lucy Barber's report.